Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John, over the weekend, I went to a wedding.
Oh, good for you guys.
Yeah. Cousin got married. They went out to Grand Rapids to do the reception and have family and friends out there. And they pulled off, it's a small move, but a brilliant move that I love at weddings.
Okay.
You have your dinner. You do all your, you know, your
the things you got. The dancing.
The standard.
They roll in. Pizza reinforcements.
Ooh.
And it's perfect because you're
this
in that.
This must be a cost of family thing because you're, I mean,
I love
you
pizza.
Talk about pizza all the time. You took a vacation based on pizza.
You so did.
I took a bite.
Forgot about that.
I took a bite. I instantly knew where the pizza was from because I was out in Grand Rapids for, you know, a few years there.
How many different options did they have? Same place, I'm sure, but in terms of.
They had cheese, pepperoni, they had sausage. There's probably even more than that, but they rolled in pizza reinforcements, which I thought was
solid.
A great touch because everybody, you have your fine dining, you have your food, you're moving, you're dancing, you're drinking.
Cake.
They had cake. They had cookies. Of course, they had cookies.
Any ice cream?
No, they didn't have any ice cream. Sorry to disappoint, John. But the pizza reinforcements, and I wanted to know if you guys have been to weddings where they've made a winning move like that. Something unique, clutch, just put the night to another level.
It's been a long time since I've been to a wedding. It's been a long time. In fact, the last wedding I was at was mine.
Was it yours?
And so one of the things that we did is when you came in, instead of having, you know, like cards where you pick up your card, you figure out what table you're at.
Sure.
Because we had assigned seating, as most people do. There was a board that was made to look like a football field. We got married at the Michigan League on campus there. And most of the people that were coming were, you know, either former teammates, people that I know from Michigan. It was Michigan themed. And we put a Michigan baseball hat in these racks that we had built, and on the rack had the name, but then when you took out the hat, it had your seat assignment.
Oh.
So the couples would sit at these different places. So everybody then, it was kind of cool because all the dudes were wearing Michigan hats.
Some of the ladies
were.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice little giveaway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a nice touch.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll give you one from last summer. They had an ice cream sandwich station. So they had cookies and like a soft serve ice cream machine. So you built your own cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Okay.
I don't see that at many weddings. I thought that was a really nice touch.
That's nice.
So the soft serve is tough for the middle of an ice cream sandwich, though.
I know.
As you bite into it, and it oozes out everywhere.
Well, yeah, you got to portion it properly.
The hard scoop is probably a better
probably
one.
Even better.
Not to be critical of
well,
the
I'll
you
pass
went
along
to.
The notes
yes,
to the
yes,
bride and groom.
Yes,
you
yes.
guys
just
screwed
from
up.
An ice cream sandwich expert.
Okay.
Yeah, soft serve can be tough in that situation.
But you could do it that way, too. I know. I don't want to steal everybody's thunder. 248-539-9797. Reinforcement pizza, creative dessert bars, creative gifts and, and table settings. What have you guys seen?
I mean, there's people are doing some very, very different things now. I've never actually seen it, but I've heard about people bringing in like live painters to like paint the first dance, but like people can kind of come and check the progress as it's going on through the night, which is kind of cool. I've heard of people bringing in tattoo artists. Like you could walk out of a wedding and get like
some fresh ink.
Yeah. I mean, wow. We didn't do anything. We did have the reinforcement pizza.
Yeah.
But besides that, I think it was probably pretty generic.
So if the wedding has the wedding reception has a tattoo artist, first of all, they can't be too intricate because
no, they're not. They're small, I think. Yeah. But like
then
simple
the bride
designs.
And groom would have to get one, right? They'd have to start the festivities.
Oh yeah,
kick
I
it
think
off.
So
if you got one, what would it be?
I would not get one. It would be like Phoebe on Friends, where she gets a freckle. Like I'm not getting a tattoo.
Yeah. Okay, so I said if
I'm not.
Not playing the game here.
Pretty defensive over it.
Yes,
you could do so, John's done stuff with kids' names, right? You could do stuff with kids' names.
I could.
But you wouldn't.
But I won't.
Okay, yes, I understand that you're not going to.
You wouldn't want to ruin your perfect skin with a blemish.
No, I'm just not. Their tattoos are not for me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not a tattoo person either.
But if
like
you were
tattoos,
forced to get one, what would you get?
Maybe I'd do a little,
his cat.
A little Roomba.
Oh, boy.
Of course he would.
Oh, boy. Yes. The picture of a vacuum cleaner.
Texture says every wedding does the reinforcement pizza now. It's just a great move. That's signed Jarrett on the ticket text. Texture says we brought in 100 McDoubles for a late night snack. The venue served them on silver platters.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Was at a wedding in Detroit. Sliders and tater tots. Great drunk food to finish the night. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
At a wedding, we had sliders and Eskimo Jack's ice cream cookie sandwiches.
There you go.
It's a late night snack.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Texture says Jim was pretty drunk at that wedding. He posted the same photo twice on his Instagram story. Didn't realize I did that. Oops. We're having a good time. The other thing they did is they brought out those light up glasses, which I did tweet about. The light up glasses when you're on the dance floor. It just kind of gets everybody in more of a party spirit.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they probably did that in honor of you.
Why?
The disco.
Oh, there was no disco music played at this wedding, but that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, you could have had your vest and everything, your shirt, whatever it was. Yeah.
And sparkles or whatever that was. Uh-huh. You guys let us know. Todd in Allen Park, what have you seen done at these weddings? You're on 97.1.
Well, I was also at my son Danny and Katie's wedding in Grand Rapids this weekend at the new Vintage Place. And they had an ice cream sundae bar with all of the toppings, hot fudge, caramel, and they also had sliders at 9:30 at night. So that was a nice touch for a great evening.
The late night snack is, it's not one, until you said that, I had not heard of the reinforcements. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's been a minute. It's been,
maybe this is the last 5 or so years. It's just become standard.
It was offered in our wedding package. Like you had, you didn't have to, but they gave you options of what you could do as your late night snack. Yeah.
Todd, appreciate the phone call.
Yeah. We didn't have the late night snack. We had the late night bus.
Oh.
So
where did it take you back?
It took us from the venue, the Michigan League, to Rick's.
Oh, fine.
Which was, you know, it was the college hangout, and it was kind of a tribute to a lot of the guys that were, you know, had you know, grown up, become men in Ann Arbor.
Sure.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Phone calls as well. Texter says, oh, I want to find this one specific one because it's Taylor on Taylor crime.
Oh, boy.
Tattoo artist at a wedding is the most Taylor thing I've ever heard of. Mike in Waterford, I used to live in Taylor.
I've heard of it happening, especially if the bride and groom are into, like, that's probably something they're into, right?
Sure.
So they want to share it, and you don't have to.
You don't have to, right? Yes. You could be like Heather and just completely object, not dream.
I would not
or have
get one, and I wouldn't get one at a wedding.
Danny in Birmingham. Danny, good morning.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I recreated Lafayette Coney Island late night at my wedding for some loose, some Coney dogs, and some fries. That was the hit.
Coney's an aggressive late night snack. It's a great late night snack, a drunk snack.
Oh, perfect.
It sits heavy. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It was the bomb.
Yeah. Got to absorb some of the drinks.
Also, go green, Jansen.
Yeah, sure. What am I supposed to say to that? I'm not going to say go white.
You can say go blue.
No, I can't say that.
He gotcha.
Yeah. He really stuck it to me.
Niece brought Chick-fil-A midnight at the wedding. Great move. Texter says, was this Jim's first wedding? Apparently, everybody's doing pizza reinforcements at their wedding.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, I got married more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How about a donut wall?
Oh, I've seen those too. I don't love that the donuts are sitting out, like to go stale a little bit.
Well, how long's the way? It's only a couple hours.
I don't know. I've seen them. I've never.
The problem with the donut wall is you're left with all the donuts that you don't have any filling, right? Because you would have to have it on a
pegboard kind of.
Yeah, maybe a blueberry fried donut.
Look at you, got ideas in your head now. Hey, if you ever renew vows, you could do reinforcements that way.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly not revolutionary, but I do think it's a wedding winning move. The reinforcements late in the night. So at a wedding over the weekend in Grand Rapids, they brought out the pizza right as everybody was good and drunk, had worked off some energy and some food on the dance floor. And I love pizza as a late night reinforcement. But we've asked you guys, it doesn't have to be pizza. In fact, some of you guys have some super creative things you've seen that take the wedding to the next level, the wedding winning moves. 248-539-9797. Texter says, I'm surprised Heather didn't have grilled cheese with ketchup at her wedding.
Ooh, I should have. But I've been to a wedding that had grilled cheese like as an appetizer with like a little cup of tomato soup.
Yeah.
They were like little grilled cheese dippers.
Cut lengthwise.
Or diagonal, maybe?
Because it was a teeny cup, so it would have had to have been...
Lengthwise, the best way to do it. That's a smart wedding.
Well, diagonal would give you the little triangles. It'd be easier.
Okay, whatever. Thanks, Tony.
My brother had American Coney Island spread at the wedding, and it was downtown, and it was fantastic. Texter says Dairy Queen, where they had personal flurries. They came out with hot cookies and shot glasses of milk later on. Paul in a car.
Is there anything greater than a warm chocolate chip cookie?
Oh, man.
And especially if you're making, and I still would hold to, now maybe if it's a warm, if you get two warm chocolate chip cookies, I still think the best way to go is with the hard scoop ice cream.
I think you're right about that. Texter says their sister got Dan Campbell to give my wife and I a video of marriage advice that she played at the reception.
Oh, wow.
Starstruck.
What was the advice?
Wow. Yeah, let us know. It doesn't say. It's from John. Let us know. That's pretty cool.
Be the first to bite a kneecap.
Yeah, when was this?
Detroit. Some people are into that.
They are. Before I steal too many of these on text, let's get back to the phones. Brad and Wixom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I think I got a pretty great late-night wedding reinforcement, but I got to say that Dan Campbell move was pretty awesome. I'm assuming his advice was just go for it, something like that, maybe. Go for it on fourth. But my cousin's wedding, I thought this was pretty sweet and so simple. White Castle, right at midnight, they brought out like 10 30-pack Crave cases of double cheeseburger and cheeseburger sliders, and everybody loved it. Mm. And my wife, God bless her, she snagged a box at the end to sneak home for us.
Good choice.
Yeah, yeah, people love the White Castle. It was a simple move, but it went over very well.
Yeah, it's we're easy to please when you're drunk, right? Like at the end of the night, anything greasy, anything indulgent. That's why we got a lot of desserts and like burgers and pizza on the ticket text. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think pizza might be. It's one of those where they bring it in, and initially the reaction is you're rock stars.
Yeah.
And then after a piece, you're like, well, I could have another piece.
John, I could have another piece. Just kept. Kelsey was like, hey. Do you need a fourth or fifth slice? I was like, yeah, I probably don't need a fourth.
She was the pizza governor.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, she knows I would just inhale too much food.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jimmy, that's too much pizza. Let's not go too overboard, Jimmy.
That cabana outfit ain't going to fit.
That's right. That's right. Yes, there it is. Yes. You know, we're going on vacation this summer.
Texter says we did a s'mores bar at the end of the night. Chocolate, cookies, marshmallows, all of it. Faygo at a Detroit-themed wedding. They had White Castle burgers, Better Made chips, and Faygo to drink.
There you go. That's a little rock and ride.
Yeah, there you go. Is that your favorite?
It's probably the only one I know.
Oh, okay. You got the Red Pop?
Red Pop.
Red Pop, yeah.
Moon Mist?
Okay, you can go down the list.
What are we doing? All right, 248-539-9797.
Your favorite Faygo.
Texter says... Heather, what's the deal here? Says your visceral reaction about tattoos. Did an ex push you to get one or something?
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm not into tattoos. I'm terrified of needles, and I don't have anything I would want on my body that long. I like them on other people.
Yeah. Just a kid's name's just not that important enough.
No, I love my kids' names, and I love my kids, but I don't want it on my body.
It's not for everyone. I get
That's
that.
That's all.
Texter says, I'm about to get divorced and remarried so I can have Dan Campbell give a speech at my wedding.
Yes.
What do you think the advice was?
Vows.
It's a good question.
Maybe we'll put that one out to our ticket texters. Like, what is it that you would think Dan Campbell marriage advice Dan Campbell would give out?
He talked about going for it. Like, when life hands you a fourth down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fourth and short.
There's going to be fourth downs in your marriage.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's fourth and long for them.
Greg, only for those Irish redheads, right?
My gosh.
Texter says, we had Doc Emrick announce the wedding party when they were coming in. That's from Fred in Marine City. Now that's awesome.
Yeah.
Voice of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he like recorded, I'm sure.
I don't think he was there in person.
Arrived at the wedding to do it.
Here's the names.
That's still really cool. Wedding winning moves, 248-539-9797. Texter says, two winning moves. One, don't invite me. I can eat my own pizza at home without having to watch your drunk aunt do the hustle. Plus, if pizza's the best memory of the wedding, I didn't have to be there. Two, keep it simple. Seriously, unless you have the money to spend, save it for your next wedding. Wow, that's a
stay home.
Yeah,
you suck.
Wow, that visual was a lot of fun, yeah.
Evan had Sparty at his wedding.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
I remember after my wedding, my dad said, would you have liked pause at your wedding? And I'm like, no, thank you for not getting pause to come to my wedding.
So, because you were working with the Tigers at that time.
I worked for the Tigers. Yeah.
So why not?
I know, but just, that'd be like a Stoney move almost. Oh, she works for the Tigers. Let's get pause.
Well, you know. Uh-huh,
why not?
I've never heard you talk about pause in your life.
The best would be to have Stoney in the pause outfit.
Oh, man.
So who is Paws at the, and have the big reveal at the end? It's Stoney.
All hunched
you didn't
over.
Come. Yeah.
Why no to Paws though? You wouldn't have wanted Paws at your wedding?
It's not a circus.
No, I'm not a huge fan of mascots at weddings.
Yeah, says Bridezilla.
Or tattoos.
No tattoos. No Paws.
No, you can I said I would not get one. You can have the tattoo artist is kind of a cool, I think, but yeah. I would not be partaking.
I can't believe Heather wouldn't invite a coworker like that.
I know. Yeah. No invite for you.
Paws is plus one.
Yeah.
Mrs. Paws.
Mrs. Paws.
All right. We're having some fun with this. You can text in. You can call us. You can let us know about your wedding winning moves. 97.1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.